at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Energy Secretary Rick Perry says the country's growing stockpile of nuclear waste is a pressing problem. At an event near Houston today, Perry said it's a tragedy. There's no set plan for dealing with the buildup of waste at nuclear power plants.
And I do worry about that from the standpoint of the citizens of this country. I think we have a moral obligation to address the nuclear waste, to store it in a way that is as safe as possible. You know, we need to get on with this. Quit kicking the can down the road.
Plans to bring high-level waste to West Texas are on hold. That's after the company behind the idea said the regulatory process was too expensive. Perry, the former Texas governor, said the kind of site proposed for Texas is possible in multiple parts of the country. It's a big weekend for the Texas Rangers. One of their former players is being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame tomorrow afternoon. Ivan Pudge Rodriguez will be only the second Ranger to achieve that honor, Nolan Ryan being the other. KER's Gus Contreras takes a look back at Pudge's playing days.
Listing all of Pudge Rodriguez's accomplishments might take a little while. He's known as one of the best catchers of all time. Pudge was a 14-time All-Star, 13-time Gold Glove Award winner, and American League MVP. Oh, and he's played the position more times than anyone else.
He's off on the pitch. Pudge throws, and Ricky is out.
In 1991, Pudge made his debut with the Rangers when he was just 19. Here he is talking to the MLB Network about what it means to be inducted.
It's great. I mean, this is a dream come true, you know, just especially myself, this young kid that came at the age of 15 from Puerto Rico and play in this beautiful game here in this beautiful country.
Though there is a bit of controversy surrounding his career. In 2005, a former teammate, Jose Canseco, wrote in his book that he injected Rodriguez with steroids, something he's always denied. Pudge has played with many teams. He had stints in Miami, where he won a World Series, as well as Detroit, New York, Houston, and Washington. In 2012, Pudge signed a one-day contract with Texas to retire with the team. So, Pudge started as a Ranger, and this weekend, he'll enter the Hall of Fame as a Ranger. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
Coverage of tomorrow's Baseball Hall of Fame ceremony begins at 12:30 on the MLB Network. Last March, dozens of fires broke out across the southern Great Plains. The fires burned more than 1.2 million acres, including thousands in the Texas Panhandle. Skip Hollinsworth wrote in Texas Monthly about what the National Weather Service called the largest plains fire outbreak in modern history. Today on Think, he talked with Chris Boyd about the conditions that made the fires possible.
Early this spring, the grasses in the Panhandle and in the southern Great Plains, the western Panhandle of Oklahoma, the Panhandle of Texas, and western Kansas, were high. They were dry as hay. There had been excessive rains earlier that year, so there was tons of grass that was yellowed and stalk-like and ready to burn because there had been so many years of drought that there weren't enough cattle out there to eat up all the grassland. So there were these stands of grasses and shrubs that were going across the Panhandle that were just ready to be burned. All it takes is like a chain scraping against a highway that sets off a spark, and usually those sparks just turn into little benign fires that burn a little bit and then go away. But with the wind, those fires can take off and start galloping like horses across the plains like something out of the 19th century.
Skip Hollinsworth also told the stories of young ranchers desperately trying to save their herd from the fires, which he details in his article, The Day the Fire Came. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 9, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. In Dallas's refugee-rich Vickery Meadow neighborhood, there's a collective of artists determined to change the conversation about women and race. In this week's State of the Arts, KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports these artists are as young as 12 years old.
We are at Translation, a community art collective in the heart of Vickery Meadow. This is a safe space for immigrants, refugees, anyone in the community who wants to be heard. Today, it's reserved for these four young women.
My name is Shade Velasquez. I'm 12.
My name is Jasmine Quintanilla, and I'm 18.
My name is Tishi, and I'm 17 years old.
My name is Ruha Hagor. That's R-O-O-H-A.
H-A-G-H-A-R, and I'm 17.
They, along with four others, came together a little over a year ago to publish Zine X. It's a small booklet, 4 by 6 inches, filled with poetry, original sketches, collages. Jasmine Quintanilla launched the zine. She was inspired by a documentary on the Riot Girl movement, the underground punk feminism of the 90s.
Girls around the world are always, like, not represented enough or never get a chance to actually, like, speak their voice. And so Zine X is just kind of, like, a way for girls in the neighborhood who I know don't really get a chance to speak out against things that they're uncomfortable with.
Like politics, racism, sexism, things that have touched every corner of these girls' lives.
I think now with, like, the political climate, things that I create always have that message of, oh, this is what I'm fighting for, this is what's wrong.
A lot of that is how women and people of color are treated in public spaces. Sade Velasquez is Quintanilla's little sister, and at age 12, she's sick of being told she doesn't get it.
Because I am young, and adults don't take young women seriously, and especially young women my age, they think they know what's right for you.
The group's published 2 zines, which they passed out at Diverse Lounge in Deep Ellum. Each girl also has a personal project. Velasquez is working on her own zine, one that focuses on the pivotal women of the farm labor rights movement in the 60s.
You cannot pretend that we do not exist.
Like Dolores Huerta.
Ignorance to our problems because we are here.
A lot of people see Cesar Chavez as just the full face, and so I'm kind of just doing my research, looking at old articles, old photos, and like making artwork that represents how even in such a period like that, women were still silenced and not able to participate in sort of allowing themselves to be proud.
Gender, race, and sense of place have always been an artistic focus for these girls. Since President Trump's election, they're finding it even harder to feel at home. Tishi is a Karen refugee from Myanmar. Her family's been in the States for a decade. These days, they can't ignore the rhetoric around refugees.
Well, I used to read a lot of YouTube comments, and I'm like, okay, so there are people out there that are still racist, that still, like, want people who are not like them to get out of their country. And that really got to me. It really hurt me in the heart.
She keeps reminding her parents this is their home. That doesn't stop them from worrying they'll have to leave someday. What really irks Ruha Havlar is the misinformation.
So I've had teachers tell me that refugees should just stop coming to America because first, America is losing its whiteness or its Americanness. And second of all, he's tired of paying for us with his tax money.
Havlar says the help her family got was money well spent. They came to Vickery Meadow from Iran 4 years ago, fleeing religious persecution. She channels her anger and her longing for home into spray paint. She applies a stencil onto the back of a denim jacket, a poem in Farsi.
Bemocha begu kami yavoshtar beham zanet. Tell the waves of the ocean to crash into each other slower.
Art like this is a way for her to stay close to her roots.
Like every morning that I wake up, I try to remember what my childhood looked like. I know it sounds stupid, but I don't really want to forget these things.
For these young artists, culture and the past are inescapable. So is the present.
What scared me the most about the election is how many people agreed with Trump.
I hate to be that person that's kind of just consciously looking around.
Or you get like a racist slur for no reason.
Oh, we're immigrants too. What are they going to do to us?
You still feel the hate and you still feel the hurt.
They're still scared.
The culture shock.
The betterment of my country.
Unapologetically being brown.
Clinical depression. Gay rights.
False information.
Black Lives Matter. Documented citizens.
Friends.
Oppression.
Being the angry minority.
It's hard. It's hard.
It all serves as an important reminder. Though she be but little, she is fierce. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Heat advisories in effect for most of the listening area. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies this evening. A 20% chance for showers later on with a low around 80. It's about 100 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.